cataracts are progressive opacities in the lenses of your eyes, and the treatment is removal of the lens and replacement with a synthetic intraocular lens. It's unusual to have a cataract in just one eye. Usually they affect both, and sometimes ophthalmic surgeons or health systems prefer doing both at the same time. But it's controversial, and a large review of nearly 2 million people in the United States has raised concerns. Associate Professor Shamin Samarup-Rama is an ophthalmologist at the University of Sydney. Welcome back to the Health Report, Shamin.
Thank you, Norman.
What are the arguments for having bilateral cataracts the same day?
Well, the main argument is convenience and ease for the patient. Effectively, having it on the same day means that the eyes get treated at the same time, and it's faster recovery, less burden for the patient, less number of appointments to see the doctor, and they can get on with their lives faster. So that's the main reason why people choose for the same day surgery.
What did the study find?
Well, it was a large study, as you mentioned, 1.8 million people. And what they did was they compared same-day surgery against two groups of delayed surgery. One was a short, less than 2 weeks, and the other one was a delayed, long delay, which was 15 days to 90 days. But what they found basically was that the delayed groups, both of them, had a slightly better visual outcome, only a small amount, three letters, but there was a higher proportion of people.
Three letters or three lines?
Three letters.
Right.
So half a line on a standard chart. But 6 to 10% of people had perfect vision or better vision in that second eye compared to the same day surgery group.
Right. So was that significant, that reduction in visual acuity?
Well, I think it really depends on the individual. If you've got perfect vision, a half a line difference is a slight fuzziness when you're looking at distances. So the vision's still very good, but it's just not perfect. But the main issue is, say someone's got other medical problems and their vision's not great to begin with, even one letter or half a line will make a big difference for them. So I think it depends on that individual patient.
And what you're saying here is that some people who get a cataract done have already got, say, retinal damage or other things going on in their eye, which means that even when you correct perfectly, you've still got a problem left.
That's correct. So if they've got an underlying medical thing, and the common things that we see are glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetic disease, that it limits the potential of the eye to see. So even perfect surgery won't give perfect vision.
Now, what's the practice in Australia?
The vast majority of us prefer delayed surgery, and the majority are in that early delay group. So most of us are within 2 weeks of surgery. Sometimes it could be a bit longer. There's only a small proportion who really do bilateral same-day surgery.
So what?
And the main.
Go on. Yep.
I was going to say the main advantage of that is that the formula, so to calculate the intraocular lens, that plastic lens that you mentioned at the intro, you have to use complex formulas to figure out what lens to use. But that formula is not 100% accurate. It's pretty good, but there's a proportion of people where it just doesn't work as well as we hope.
So you can fix it up in the second eye.
Exactly. So we do one eye as a test. We find out whether their eyes behave as the formula predicts, and if so, great. But if not, we can make adjustments so that the second eye turns out better. And the same-day surgery doesn't let that happen.
Is there much risk of complications? In other words, if you do both eyes at the same time, is a worry that you could get increased, you know, double the complications?
There is a small risk, but that's been mitigated. So the big thing that we worry about is an infection, which is rare, but if it does happen, it can be devastating. And if both eyes are operated on, the risk is that it happens to both eyes. But what those who do same-day surgery do is that they use completely different equipment for the eyes. So effectively, the risk is mitigated as if it was done on separate days.
So if somebody wants that convenience, or a health system or an insurer wants that convenience, and what's the message for consumers here, for somebody who's got bilateral cataracts, which most people who've got cataracts, they are bilateral, both sides?
That's correct. Yeah, so for the vast majority, it is bilateral. I guess what we often say is talk to your doctor and your ophthalmologist about it. The vast majority will urge you towards having it done separately. For the reasons that we mentioned, there's better accuracy by being able to do the second eye slightly later and seeing whether the calculations are correct. But if it is a big priority, and there are certain situations, for example, they can't do multiple anesthetics, for argument's sake, in that situation, it is a calculated risk, and they need to realize that there is a chance that the vision's not as good as it can be.
But you know what you're getting. Look, Shameen, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Associate Professor Shameen Samarawarma, who is an ophthalmologist and based at the University of Sydney.